I came to the airport in Frankfurt, and the loudspeaker was demanding the captain. He said, we're all ready to fly, and the captain's missing. Well, the captain was looking for me. That was the difference. He knew I was coming, and so he's looking for me, and he put me in his private car, and the loudspeaker was bellowing and barking there for him to come, but he couldn't come without me. And Jesus can't move without me and without you. He can't. He said, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Just think, when I came up there, he put me in first class. He said, now the plane's yours. Sit down, choose your seat, which I did. Then the stewardess came around. She was telling this morning how she looked daggers at me. I wasn't on her list, you know. As if she'd say, hey, what are you doing here? You belong in the doghouse over there. Come on. This is first class. But what a change came over her when the captain came in and sat alongside of me and had his picture taken with me and then entered a conversation. That girl changed. You should have seen her. Why, she became so serviceable. She came around with the liquor first. She wanted to serve me some martini or whatever they call that business. And then one thing after another, and I said, where shall I put it all? She brought me meals, and she brought me, and hardly eaten my meal when she brought another meal. So nothing doing. I can't digest all that. But that made the difference. My fellowship with the chief captain. And that's what makes all the difference in the world. Our fellowship with God, our abiding in Him, our being associated with Jesus Christ Himself.